But it's 28 minutes before 7 o'clock. The Grease Man here. Can't wait to get the new Washingtonian. When that comes out, and read about the Fedders story. Yes, remember that thing was in the paper a while back? Reporting about when they got a divorce. This wife of John Fedders claims that he beat her up and was abusive to her throughout their 18-year marriage. Well, the whole sordid story is going to be in the Washingtonian as the wife tells her side. Yeah. Her whole side. John Fedders has no comment, but she spills her guts in the Washingtonian. We get to read all about it. I wonder if... I'm sure that must be awkward. And, you know, I... Lord knows, there'll probably come a day when the Washingtonian will get a hold of Estelle. Can you imagine that? Just a matter of time. As my popularity increases, so does my vulnerability to attack. Someone at the Washingtonian one day, a little light bulb will go off and it said, ding! Hey, why don't we get Estelle? Why don't we offer to tell her story? And I can just see it. There'll be Estelle's ugly picture. 10,000 words. They'll probably say, yes, my name is Estelle. Besides being the butt of Nino Grispinelli's jokes for the last several years, I was the butt of his abuse during our marriage. You want the dirt? I'll give you the dirt. You know what he used to do? When the ball game would be on TV and he had to take a constitutional, he'd sit there with the bathroom door open so he wouldn't miss a thing of his precious ball game. He'd sit there, defecating with a bowl of fruit on one knee and a pack of camels on the other, cheering the game on. I'd sit there in utter disgust in the living room, forced to savor the ambience of this horrid experience. It was like he was a semi-nudist. He'd walk around the house in his baggy, stinking underwear all the time. He'd never... The first thing he did when he came through the door was take off that sleeve and put his underwear on. He'd hang around like that. Imagine my embarrassment when the bridge club came over, or my mother, or any of my friends would come over, and there he'd be sitting there like a lump, eating a chili dog in his underwear. He'd always retort with, it's my house. I'll dress the way I like it. If they don't like it, they don't have to come to my house. There was never any ow or anything. It was my car. It was my house. It was my this. There was never any sharing in the relationship, but if I dared speak up, you ought to talk abuse. Many's the time the neighborhood rocked with the sound of, don't you ever do this. One Thanksgiving, he slapped me so hard, my false teeth flew out of my mouth and into the gravy. He apologized not to me, but to the guests. For the little bits of floating denture grip that they must contend with on their mashed potatoes. Yes, he was a horrible man. Horrible. He had no shame. He had no conscience. Many a day, he'd come home to me fresh from a liaison. He wouldn't even attempt to hide it. He'd come through that door with his face glistening like a glazed donut. And should I get into his sexual proclivities? Let me only say this about that. Need I say anything about his favorite practice? Need I say anything about his abusive tendencies? Yes, Nino Grispinelli, beloved boss jock, behind the scenes. Yeah, I hope Estelle one day does that. One day I hope she does. My ratings would probably jump up another couple of points. And not only that, but the next month I could get on the cover. Remember like how Sherry Theismann did it, where she's ripping that magazine with Joe's picture in the cover? Well, I'll get on there, only I'll be holding the magazine Estella's in and, you know, holding my package as if to say, right here, Estelle, with your attitude.
Nobody else has the Grease Man, because nobody else has the tuna. The Grease Man on DC 101.
I mean, Estelle, who do you think you are, anyway? Huh? Who do you think you are? Are you listening, you hog? Are you listening? Because, frankly, Estelle, you've hurt me more than I ever hurt you. Do you hear me? More than I ever hurt you. But, okay. It's all right, Estelle. It's all right. I'll just open a vein quietly.